The tunnel, the Channel Tunnel, the Euro Tunnel is actually three tunnels. Two are for trains, one is for service and security. It stretches more than 31 miles under the English Channel. And when it was built in the 1980s and 90s, it went way over budget, costing billions of euros. A proposed tunnel connecting Denmark and Germany wouldn't be as long, but it could be the longest that included both a road and a rail line.
A new underwater tunnel could help travelers going from Copenhagen, Denmark to Hamburg, Germany cut their travel time by about 2 hours. That's the idea behind a proposed 11-mile tunnel called Fehmarnbelt Fixed Link. Builders say it would be the world's longest combination road and rail tunnel. According to its website, the tunnel would cut crossing time across the Baltic Sea from a 45-minute ferry ride to only 7 to 10 minutes in a car or a train. Here's how they plan to build it. Concrete sections of the tunnel will be built on land, then floated out to sea. A trench will be dug on the ocean floor, about 100 feet down. The concrete sections will be dropped into the trench, followed by other sections, until the tunnel is complete. Finally, the sections will be buried. If built, this tunnel would be about a third as long as the Channel Rail Tunnel, which connects England and France. Estimated price tag, $10 billion. A bill approving the project has passed in Denmark's parliament, but some opposition remains in Germany. Germany will finance its own rail and road construction for the tunnel, which the website says should be finished by 2024.